What's up, you guys, on this wonderful Monday morning, afternoon, evening? You know, I don't know when you listen to this or where you're listening to it, but anyways, I wanted to discuss something with you guys really quick that I actually think is really beneficial to what I do and how I get all of my work done in a given day. So it's kind of like trying to ask yourself, how can I be the most productive that I could possibly can in this present moment? And I'm just wanting to go more in depth with that with you guys today. So yeah, you know, if you're interested, feel free to listen, and I'm just going to jump right in. So usually when I have a project that I have to work on, or I have to edit a video or edit some photos, take some photos, do some work, really any type of work, I'm always like, what is the most effective way for me to be able to get this work done in a manner that will actually allow for me to have more free time later? So one of the biggest things that I do to be able to accomplish this goal is I'll start working and I'll be like, this is taking way too long. This is taking way too long. This is, if I'm doing it this way, I'm going to be done with this task or this job in 8 hours. And I'm like, why does it have to take me 8 hours? Couldn't I just get this job done in, say, 6 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, a few minutes kind of thing? And then I'm like, okay, well, what would I have to do to be able to do that? It's like, okay, well, I could outsource it. I could ask for other people. But like, let's say I don't have any money. So if I don't have any money to be able to be like, hey, yeah, I want to help you out. I want to be able to provide more value right now up front. What would I have to do to be able to do that? It's like, okay, well, for starters, I would need to figure out what I could find for free possibly. Like, what is the one thing that I could find for free that would allow for me to accomplish what I'm wanting to get done throughout the day? Now, if say I don't have something in mind, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I could do for free. I don't know what I could acquire for free. And it's like, okay, well, what could I create? What could I go around and do it a different way than what other people are doing? So let's say I need to edit a video or something like that, and it's going to take me a long time to watch and edit. It's like a 4-hour video. I'm like, you know, I really don't want to edit this whole thing. I don't want to listen to this whole thing. How can I speed up the process? It's like, I wonder if there's a way to speed up the talking, to be able to listen to the interview double time, be able to speed it up, see what I need to change, what I can cut out, what isn't necessary. And then as soon as I do that, it's like, okay, perfect. I sped that up and I was able to finish that video and edit it and export it within like an hour, hour and a half, instead of taking 4 or 5 hours to do that. Another option would be to send it off to get it transcribed and then have somebody take out the most important parts, be like, hey, I'm going to transcribe this really quick. If you just want to take out the parts that you want with the time codes, then I'll go in and I'll edit it. So it's like I'm delegating my time and my resources to somebody else, so that then I can use my time to do what I really want to do. And when I'm able to do what I really want to do, I'm able to get more done throughout the day. Now, if say it's I'm doing something that I'm not too thrilled about, I'm not too excited about doing, then it's like, okay, well, why am I doing this at all in the first place? It's like, there's got to be an easier, simpler way to do it. It's just, you got to ask yourself, what is the easier, simpler way? So like the other day, I was editing a video for Facebook, I believe. And like, I was wanting to highlight specific parts of the text. And I was like, it was taking a lot longer than I was actually wanting it to take. So I was like, well, this isn't super exciting. So I was like, there's got to be a simpler way. There's always a simpler way to do a task. There's always a simpler way to make more money, to have a calmer mind, to get your work done, to have more free time. Like, there's always a simpler way. And that's one of the reasons why I do batching so much. That's one of the reasons why I batch all my content on the weekends, or I get most of my work done on the weekends, so that then during the week, I'm not stressing over like, oh, I need to do this, that, or the other thing. I can just stay focused on the task at hand. I'm still working throughout the week, and I'm still doing the work that I have to do throughout the week to be able to become successful and acquire the wealth that I'm reaching for and be able to beat my competition, or not beat my competition, help my competition combine with my competition as well, because I'm doing what I can to build to grow the biggest tree instead of knocking down everybody else's trees. So that's what I'm doing. And it's like, okay, well, if that means that I have to dedicate my Saturdays and my Sundays first, like 4 to 10 hours or 4 to 6 hours. I usually do 4 to 6 just because I can have intense focus for those 4 to 6 hours. Like, I won't get distracted. I won't do anything else. Like, those 4 to 6 hours are for me. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not going on Facebook. I'm not, unless it's for business purposes. I'm not going on Instagram for personal purposes, unless it's like business related. Like, everything that I'm doing when I'm fully focused, I'm not getting distracted, I'm not doing anything else, I get so much more done. So that's why you got to kind of ask yourself at that point is like, am I really being the most productive I can be right now? Am I really getting the most amount of my time, or am I saying that I'm quote unquote working for 4 hours when in reality I only maybe worked for 45 minutes because I was scrolling on Facebook, I was in Instagram, I was on Twitter, I was watching YouTube videos, I was doing miscellaneous, I was searching the web for whatever, God knows who, what you search for, reading Wikipedia articles. I don't know what you do, but whenever you're doing that and you say that you're quote unquote working, you're like, oh, I studied for 4 hours, but I failed my test. It's like, did you really study for 4 hours, or did you not study for 4 hours and you wasted 3 hours of your time doing monotonous bullshit? Because that happens to a lot of people, and that's why a lot of people don't get a lot of shit done throughout their day. So if you're wanting to get more done, you kind of need a time block. You need to have times when you're like, all right, I'm going to just do this today. I'm going to get this work done. I'm going to stay 100% focused on this task at hand right now that's right in front of me. And as I do that, I'm going to actually get more done throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year, compared to somebody that's going in and out of a task, going in and out of this task, this other thing, all these other objects that are distractions they're getting distracted by, which is allowing them not to finish as much work as they could be doing if they weren't getting distracted by the distractions. Because every time you get distracted, your mind has to go back and reorient itself to that current task at hand, which is losing you precious seconds. And yeah, I know seconds might not sound a lot. It might sound like, it's just a few seconds here and there. But in reality, those seconds are actually adding up to hours, minutes, days from you having to switch back and forth from task to task, when in reality, if you just stayed focused on that task at hand, like, hey, I just got to edit a video right now. Okay, I edited my video. Now that that's done, what's the next thing that'll help me move towards my goal, that'll help me become financially free, that'll help me have freedom over my time? What's the one thing that I can do then that'll help me reach that level? Once you figure that out, then it's like, okay, now I do that. Instead of during that task, it's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to accomplish this. Like, this is a lot of work. You really want me to go do this right now? It's like, well, yeah, I want you to go do that. If you don't go do that, then where are you going to be? Are you going to be at the same spot that you're at right now? Or are you going to be growing? Are you going to be evolving? Are you going to be doing more than you thought you're capable of doing? Because if you really want to do more than you thought you're capable of doing, that means you have to stop doing things that are making you weak, that are making you frail, that are making you afraid, that are making you anxious, that are making you paranoid. As soon as you start to stop doing those, you start doing things that are uncomfortable, challenging, difficult. Overcoming them helps you be a stronger person, helps you be a stronger individual. When you're a stronger individual, you can actually get more done. You can accomplish more. So some takeaways that I would recommend you guys doing is, first of all, you want to set time for yourself. You want to set time for yourself just to focus and work. No distractions, no Facebook, no phones, no nothing. You just want to set your time to work. As you set your time to work, you're going to be able to get more done in a shorter, less amount of time than if, say, you were getting distracted. So like, that's one takeaway that I would recommend. Two is, like, when you're focused on that task, stay focused on that task. Don't get distracted by other tasks. Another takeaway would be, batch. You want to batch it. And all batching is doing multiple things at once at one period of time, so that then those periods of time can transition later in life to having you have more freedom. So like for me with the podcast, I'm always batching the podcast. Like right now, I'm currently probably 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule on my batched content. So if, say, for some odd reason, I got super busy. I got super bogged down with other work, other life happened. Like, I couldn't create a podcast on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If I couldn't do that, I'm set. I'm solid for the next 2 weeks. I got all of next week planned, the week of like the 9th through the 14th and then the 17th through the 21st. I have all of that already planned and pre-made and pre-ready to be released. And by me doing that, I'm not having to stress over, oh, I have to do a podcast today. How am I going to find time? It's like, it's already 5. It's like, it's actually only 10:35 right now. It's like, how am I going to have time to do this? And then I also got to go to the gym. I still need to meditate. I still need to journal. I still need to do yoga. I still want to maybe go on a walk or a mountain bike. Like, I still have all these things that I have to do, but I also still need to create a podcast, and I still need to figure out Facebook ads, and I got to do blah, 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 blah. I got to do all these things. But then as soon as it's like, well, you know, what if I batched everything? Because then, say, when I batched it, I'm not having to stress over, oh, I have to shoot a podcast today. It's more like, do I want to shoot a podcast today? Because if I want to shoot one today, I think it's more enjoyable than saying, oh, I have to shoot a podcast. Because when I started back years ago, it's kind of embarrassing. You guys can look at where I was at years ago at Quimbleton on YouTube, I believe. It's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing. But hey, everybody has to learn. Everybody has to grow in some way, shape, or form. And back then, I was like, I wasn't batching. I was just, oh, I got to do a video today. I got to post it today. I got to do this. Okay. And then I'd go to that day, and then I'd post it. I'd edit it. I posted that same day. And that was becoming stressful. I was getting overwhelmed with it. So when I'm doing it this way, when I'm getting ahead of schedule, I'm not overwhelmed of like, oh shit, I need to create a video today, and I need to get it out to my audience. I need to get I was stressing over creating something every single day. Now compared to what I'm doing now, it's like I'm not stressing over what I have to do because I'm ahead of schedule. I'm getting ahead of schedule, and when you're ahead of schedule, you have more time throughout life. So one last thing, and then I'm probably going to let you guys go because I'm coming up on my time. I could talk about this for hours and being productive and getting more done throughout your day, because I think being able to accomplish more in less time is a valuable skill that not a lot of people understand. They're just like, I'll just do it the same way that I've always done. It's like, why? You don't have to do it the same way that it's always been done. You can always question, be like, what if I did this differently? What if I created something that's different from everybody else? What if I changed the way that people view personal development, success, life, like happiness, joy? What if I changed how that was viewed? What would happen then? Would there be more or less happiness? Would there be more or less joy? Would people be more willing to ask questions and question what they're doing? And would they be able to get more done? And something to consider. It's just, if you guys want to get more done, remember, eliminate distractions. Eliminate distractions for those 4 hours. Once those 4 hours are up, then you can go do whatever the hell you want to do, because you'll get so much done in those 4 hours with your intense focus on what you're doing than you would have ever gotten done from doing absolutely nothing. So I just say recommend just batch your content if you're wanting to create content. I'm saying you want to create content. If you want to batch it. Same thing with blog posts, like write multiple ones in advance. So if say you're having an off day, you're not feeling great, you don't have the time, you don't have the effort, you're not able to create a podcast, or you're not able to create a blog post, or you're not able to post something on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Like, I mean, if you're not able to do that, then that's why batching is helpful, because on those off days when you don't feel like working, like, I mean, you still work, but when say you don't feel like working, you at least have a backup plan in place. And when you have a backup plan in place, you're able to stress less. So when you're able to stress less, it's like, well, hey, I can actually have more time to spend with those I love, those I care about, and do things that are kind of calming to the brain and bringing me back to nature, bringing me back to the environment, able for me to relax and relinquish everything that I had. Because as soon as you do that, it's like, well, you know, now I have freedom to actually create something that's more meaningful, impactful, and more empathetic, sympathetic, and actually has the value to possibly change somebody's life. So if you guys want to get more done, say in school, college, taking tests, and your job, always ask yourself, when the project's starting to take a little while, or even before you start a project, ask yourself, there's got to be an easier way to do this. Instead of going one by one by one by one by one by one by one, what if I instead went 10 by 10 by 10 or 20 by 20 by 20? Like, what if you started to change how you looked at the tasks that you're doing? Because if you start to do that, you might actually be able to get more done. And when you get more done, as I said previously, is you have more time to do what you love to do. And when you have more time to do what you love to do, you have more freedom throughout your life. So I hope this was beneficial to you guys. I really love productivity and just getting the most amount of work done in the least amount of time. I've done it ever since I was a kid in grade school. And if you guys ever want to learn more about how to become more productive, or how to get more done, or how to stay focused on a task, I am doing consulting/coaching calls on success, mindfulness, and productivity. If you guys are interested, you can go to my Instagram account or actually possibly click the link down in the bio below. I'll add that down there for you guys actually. And feel free to sign up for a free 15-minute consultation call. There's going to be some questions asked. It's not a fit for everybody. If you want in, you're more than welcome to. If not, that's perfectly good. Like, not everybody wants coaching. I just believe that coaching would have and does speed up the life of everything that I'm doing. Like when I'm surrounded by people that are achieving more than I ever thought possible, like I want to do more. I want to do better. I want to achieve their levels of success. So if you guys want to do the exact same thing, then click the link down below, fill out the few questions that I have, and then we will schedule a call. Actually, you'll be able to pick the date. I'll call you. We'll have a little discussion, see if it's a good fit. If it is, we'll proceed from there. If not, then, you know, I wish you the best of luck in life. As always, you guys, have a wonderful rest of your week. And, you know, just keep striving to be your best self each and every single day. I love you. I appreciate each and every single one of you. I'll talk to you later.